President's presentation of Distinguished Service Medal to Admiral George Anderson from the Rose Garden of the White House, July 30th, 1963.
We're glad to welcome all of friends of Admiral Anderson, friends of the Navy, a good many distinguished officers, former officers. We appreciate them all coming here on a occasion which is very meaningful to all of us. I'd like to ask the Secretary of the Navy to read the citation. I want to take this opportunity to express my very strong personal appreciation to Admiral Anderson. He's been one of the military advisors to the President during the last 2 years, years which have been very difficult, sometimes dangerous, always challenging, and I have found his loyalty to his country, his good will towards all of us who work in the White House, and his willingness to take responsibility and to take it effectively to be, I know of no superior. So I want to express my very warm appreciation to him for 2 very valuable years to our country. And I think that he should take the greatest satisfaction in his ability to have played an important part in the naval life of our country and in the general life of our country at a most significant time. He goes now as our ambassador to Portugal, a maritime power, a country with which we've had long and intimate relations, an ally in NATO, a country of great importance in the years 1963, the years to come. And therefore, I think on a new field, he has a chance to still serve his country in a most significant way. So we say an expression of thank you, Admiral, for what you've done in the past, expression of appreciation for your willingness to assume new responsibilities for your country. And I think he's very much aided in his ambassadorship by the United States has really gotten 2 for 1, in this case by Mrs. Anderson. So we want to thank them both.